Welcome to the Million Dollar Multi-Op Podcast. Here, you're going to find education, entertainment, and a little inspiration on how to get to the next level. Are you a DJ company owner that's looking for the secret sauce? Congrats, you found it.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Million Dollar Multi-Op Podcast. I'm your host, David Osborne, with BlueprintLearn.com. This podcast is called You Do You. Boo, which is one of my favorite sayings. And this idea came from both from the podcast with Rob Ferre last week, and then when in the discussion of the podcast with Ian, who helps to produce the podcast, you know, one of the ideas that just jumped out was the idea of authenticity, right? So Rob was actually on the podcast discussing how to become a masterful MC and then also how to train your team to level up as MCs. But, you know, that idea of authenticity was something that came up in the podcast, and it also came up when we were filming the course. And it's part of the course, but there were also some extra conversations outside of the, that didn't make it, they were like, you know, B-roll or outside of the filming times or when we were at lunch or stuff like that. But I think it's very natural when you're aspiring for success, either as a performer, as an MC, as a DJ, or even as a business owner, right? To mimic or copy other people who have already achieved success. Now, I think we do this because honestly, none of us know what the hell we're doing. And if we can copy someone else's roadmap, then we think we'll be able to find the same level of success. It's the same reason that we're in Facebook groups for DJing or why we listen to podcasts. Like we're trying to get some smarts from some other people who have already done it. And I think that is so normal. And when you're starting out or when you're trying to level up, it's very, very understandable to do this. You know, like even right now, we're trying to get into the AV side of things. And What am I going to do? I'm going to go to my friends. I'm going to go to people that I know that have done it. And I'm going to try and discover what they've done to be successful so I can learn. I can save a lot of time. It's very normal. And it helps to ease anxiety, right? It helps save you from some probable failure, some embarrassment, some wasted money. So I want to preface all of this by saying I think it's normal, typical to try to emulate people that are successful because that's a lot of how we learn. So think about when you learn language as a baby, okay? You don't come out with all kinds of fully formed ideas and vocabulary just pre-programmed into your brain. You come out kind of like a blank slate, right? You have the brain connections and the potential, but you are ready to imitate the environment. So if you grow up in an English-speaking home, you're going to learn English. If you grow up in a home that speaks Mandarin, you're going to learn Mandarin because that's how our brains as human are built, is very pliable and malleable, and you can learn a ton when you're a little kid because your brain is built to pick up all these things. Now, you're going to learn all the phrases, right? You're going to learn the idioms. You're going to learn all the things of the people you grow up around. You essentially become a clone of your family. And then as you get older, you know, even just in toddler years, but then of course you get into 5, 6, 7 and 10, 11, 12, those years, as your brain develops, you start to have your own ideas. You start to be creative. You start to put things together and you can start to improvise with language and solve problems. So you start out as a clone and then you become your own. Okay? So there's really no difference with learning other crafts. We all look up to each other to get inspired and gather those best practices and level up, and that's normal. It's just built into our species. So, story time, right? Back in 2008, 2009, somewhere around that point when I was starting out, I happened just randomly to stumble on Jason Janai's website, which at the time was Sound Connection Entertainment. Now it's SCE. And the way that I stumbled on this was the WordPress theme that I was using for my website was the same one that he was using, which was apparently very uncommon because it was like a photographer's theme. And I was having problems with the theme. And I remember calling the tech support. This is like WordPress 2009, a long time ago. And they said, hey, there's actually, randomly enough, this is a photographer's theme, but there's another DJ company that uses this theme as well. Go check out their site. And of course, that was Jason's site. So of course, because I was new to the game and Jason just did and still does a great job with marketing and branding, I quickly kind of fell in love with what they were doing. And I developed an idea that this, or what they were doing, was the archetype of what a successful company looked like. And if I model my path off of what worked for him, then clearly I was going to dominate Northeast Georgia. Well, friends, what happened next is what most of you have gone through. My website, my presentation, my gear, everything was modeled off of a highly successful company on the Jersey Shore that works with a clientele that's like so different than my own market. So I did find success, but I was finding like Gen I success. I was finding a version that was someone else's definition of success, right? I was never really myself, and energetically, I wasn't reaching my fullest potential because I was trying to copy somebody else, okay? So just as life imitates art, and then vice versa, and the events of my life changed, and I got older, I got divorced, I had kids, just having a lot of normal human struggles and getting older into my 30s, I learned to embrace what made me, me. So like on the personal life side of things, I learned to really embrace who I was. And if you know me personally, like not just on this podcast, you know that I am extra AF, man. There's like business side of David, and then there's like performance side of David. When I'm DJing, I am like, I'm high energy. I'm kind of goofy, a little bit weird. I say what I'm thinking. On the DJ side of things, I can rock a peak hour EDM set with like cryo and movers and just like, whoa, crazy. And then the very next day, I could lead the Cupid Shuffle and play the tambourine and talk to a five-year-old about their request. And I could be a completely different style of, you know, in there. I can do all these different little things. And I know that I'm okay with that. I'm just uniquely me. And so when I started leaning into who I really am, and understanding that when I show up authentically as myself, the people who love what I do and who I am are going to resonate with that. And that's going to create a clientele who's honestly willing to pay more than I ever was trying to be somebody else. And that's the same with business, right? When you start building a business off of your authentic self, things will start to accelerate quickly. Because you're actually attracting the people who are in love with the way you are and the way your business is, not some fake version of who you are. So over the past few years, I spent a lot of time reflecting on my own values, my own mission, and just like how I'm built. And the biggest aha moment that I had in the past 5 years was that by living authentically, like my energy, my true nature, just fully exposed, vulnerable, that I was going to attract like-minded and people like me. So now I'm able to recruit people with the same engine that I have. Like, I don't want clones of me. I don't want more Davids, but I just want people with the same shared values, the same mindset that are like interested in being around an energy like me. If you were at my event and you saw me pull out my pink tambourine and you go, ew, gross, what is this? We're not going to get along, right? We're not going to be a good fit together. If you see me standing on top of a table doing swag surf and you're like, oh my God, this is my style, that's how it works. I don't limit who I am anymore. And I don't think you should either. So now, because I can recruit better people, I'm able to find amazing humans that I can train to become amazing entertainers because we click, right? So the people that are on my team might not be a good fit for your team and vice versa. And I think that's what the whole point of this conversation is We need to be on the same wavelength with our staff and what we're doing. And I hear from multi-op owners all the time, particularly ones who are interested in standardizing and scaling. And we have a conversation about possibly using the Blueprint Teams model or subscribing or, you know, being part of our ecosystem, that they have a lot of friction with their team members. And the reason why, because I've helped people get unstuck quite a bit, the reason why is because there's a difference in the core makeup of who the people are, or like they're running a business that they're modeling off of someone else's success or model. They're trying to be someone different. They're trying to say, hey, DJs are supposed to be like XYZ, instead of examining who they are. So I want to encourage you to stop just doing what you think you're supposed to do, which is hard. It's challenging. You know, go back to my example at the beginning. It's normal and natural for us to emulate and copy other people, because that's just kind of how we're built from birth. But I can challenge you to go beyond that. I have a clear image in my head right now as I'm speaking of a dear friend of mine in the industry, in our industry, who I love so much. And sometimes I get frustrated on their behalf, because I know this individual makes decisions because of what they think they're supposed to do in their market or their industry or compared to their competition. And I'm like, listen, if you just did what's in your heart and who you are, you would 2x, 4x what's going on in your business. I know they would. But there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear of you know, not being good enough, or people laughing at you, or not liking the true version of you. And I think that's the ultimate hurdle to get over. And you have to take a chance on yourself. You have to bet on yourself. Because just like Rob Ferre said, and like this is the part that connects back to the podcast. When you're putting on a performance as an MC, right? And you're masking the real you, you're putting on like a performative version of yourself. You're a different person on stage and off stage. Then people can tell. They can sniff that out. They can tell. It's cringe. It's inauthentic. And your energy, like your potential as an entertainer, is stunted. Like, I promise you, we mentioned Jordan Marshall on the podcast last week. I promise you that if you put a mic in my hand and you told me to go on stage at MEX and host the spinoff and be Jordan Marshall, it would be so obnoxiously terrible, because I'm not Jordan. Like, I can't do what he does in that way. He's very gifted in the way he does stuff. Every person's personality is different. Everyone's, and when the people that really lean into who they are the people who are highly celebrated. Okay, so I want you to try to embrace one of my favorite phrases, which is, you do you, boo. And I smile every time I say it, because it reminds me of the person who used to say it to me back when I used to teach. But it's really about just owning who you were born to be. Not worry about other people. Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't worry about all those things. Just you do you. And love doing you. Like, just be you. It's not about fitting in, and it's not about doing what everyone has done before you or around you. It's about, once you've been a clone, once you've emulated other companies, once you've emulated other DJs, once you've emulated other MCs, now it's time to be your own and be uniquely you. Some of us are just eager to fit in because you're afraid of being different. You're afraid that your business will fail. But different is memorable. Different is wonderful. And it's completely within your reach. You do you, boo. So, speaking of Rob Ferre, his course is available in our shop. It's amazing. DJs on my team have gone through it. I've gone through it. It's lots of people in the industry have gone through it. It's really fantastic. It's like it's MC training in a course is never a replacement for anything you do in person, but it is a magnificent way to get all of Rob Ferre's genius in the comfort of your own home, and then you can start applying it in real life. So check it out. It's an amazing course that we built together. Very proud of it. There are other master content courses we have Karaoke with Chad Blackburn. We have Scratching with Snacks out of Boston. We have Curating a Vibe with Drew Pierce. We have The Art of Networking with Torin. We've got so much going on right now. We have the Beat Mixing Bootcamp that I built. Lots of great stuff that you can level up your skills. We also have free resources on blueprintlearn.com/resources to help you with your business. And thank you all. And we'll see you on the next one.